abroad. There were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Everyone listening there, you're invited to call in 1-800-313-9443. You know, and commenting again on that video I watched of that Kissinger, that awards thing in New York, and the guy that says, you're a war criminal, and you've caused genocide, and then the crowd saying, throw him out, they didn't want him. I'm going to read you something here, and I want you to realize, for those people, like, if you want to call these patriots and stuff that want to chant USA, 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 pay attention to what's coming. So on top of the U.S. dropping out of the P5+1 treaty with Iran under Trump, the U.S. under Trump dropping out of the Human Rights Organization and threatening to arrest those ICC court members under Trump, we now have Trump's pullout of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, or the INF, with Russia. The AP reports President Donald Trump saying that he cited Russia's alleged treaty violations, while at the same time vowing to develop the weapons. We're going to terminate the agreement, this is from Trump, and then we're going to develop the weapons unless Russia and China agree to a new deal, Trump said on Saturday. In lieu of that, Berlin urges the United States to consider possible consequences of tearing up the INF deal with Russia. Gorbachev himself said Trump's move to quit the INF is narrow-minded and a clear mistake, and the Italian politicians hope that the U.S. and Russia may renegotiate the INF treaty. I'll pause briefly so you can ponder what's coming up next. China, along with Canada, Mexico, Russia, Europe, or the European Union, are joining forces to force the World Trade Organization to investigate Trump's tariffs. You know, I don't know if you want to talk about Trump's sanity and stuff. I don't vote, so I don't worry about it like that. I'm here to disseminate information that people should be looking at. But when you think of this, all these countries are teaming up against America, because of the way America has been teaming up against them, this economic, financial terrorism. If you don't do it our way, we're not going to do it your way. And, of course, the ones that are going to suffer on the end of this, where I gave you a moment to pause, is with the rising prices because of tariffs, trade wars, all this stuff, that you, the end user, are going to be paying for all this, whether it's through high gas prices, high food prices, automobiles that are going to be costing, was it another $7,500 more with the taxes imposed on them, if you can afford a car. But, I mean, it just shows you that the end user is going to be those Americans that say nothing here, and they just let this stuff keep going on. And it's all about arms deals and whatever makes the U.S. or keeps the U.S. in its so-called hegemonic rule over the world. And then we now have Russia out there inviting others to join their SWIFT system so that they, too, can bypass the United States and all their sanctions. Just like with China, with 1.3 billion residents in China, the trade deals of Iran or boycotting Iran's oil as implemented by the United States is supposed to have everyone stop buying Iranian oil. Well, when you got a population that big and you need to keep your economies going, you can't just bow to whatever the United States says, because you're going to have to suffer like the rest of us will. So these are the things that people should be looking at. In lieu of that, as you look at the continued crime that goes on, and crime that goes unabated, unprosecuted, like that, Uranium One is back in the news again, where the FBI refuses to release 36 secret memos involving the Clintons, the Russians, and Obama. These were all trade deals, all known about, and of course, once this stuff becomes known, it's like that video I did years ago, 2 years ago there, about China Gate, where Bill Clinton sold that missile technology to China, and they used the Hummer in the White House to cover that up. But the FBI has refused to declassify 37 pages of materials related to the Uranium One deal, citing national security and privacy issues. Boy, I tell you, if you got drug into a court now, they just dig through everything in your life like that, and they just expose that all. But see, this is what they're hiding, is the espionage and treason that is not being even that is not being covered, of course, but is this shows you how they are destroying this country, selling it out, and it's all for profit, whether it's through the Clinton Foundation, McCain Foundation, and any of these other George Soros foundations, whatever. They are selling out this country here, and we are all going to be the ones that are either going to be imprisoned or what, like after speaking out about it. And a note on immigration here. A two-year study has concluded that 42% of the children under six in West Germany now come from migrant backgrounds. This is the so-called agenda, is to blur our culture, to blur, like say you see these TV ads and stuff. I don't mind seeing a nice family, a black family there out celebrating a picnic, or a white family like that. But now when you watch these ads on TV, they're all intermixed. It's a black man with an Asian wife, or a white man with a Hispanic wife. You know, they are taking our pride, our culture, anything that we used to have, and destroying it. And this is an agenda. And in lieu of that, this is from New Zealand here, this news here, where the Israeli court ordered in Jerusalem has ordered these two New Zealand activists to pay for more than $12,000 in damages because of the pop singer Lorde that canceled a concert in Tel Aviv last year. And of course, even the Israelis admit that with their legal experts, they say that this cannot be enforced. But this goes to show you the hubris that you see today, where someone in another country, like Saudi Arabia or like that, doesn't like what's being posted on the internet and can threaten another country unless Party X is removed. It goes to show you of the continued draw of fascism and tyranny, what's being done in all these countries, and people need to wake up to that. Got a caller in Michigan there, Fred. Good evening, Fred. Hope you're having a good night.
Hey, Brother Keith. Yeah, I avoid homogenized milk like the Black Plague, you know? So I'm thinking homogenization of anything is probably not a grand idea.
Right.
But the, as Tex Mars documented in his book, Holy Serpent of the Jews and Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, DNA Science, and also Brother Robert on Sunday night has elucidated an author, a Roman Catholic scholar, is it Robert Merricks, I think, Robert Merricks, his book, The Jesuit Order as a Synagogue of Jews. I guess I'd have to add in Talmudic Jews, so I don't offend Brother Chris Hinckley, because Brother Chris believes that there are good Jews. But I'm trying to rationalize that concept, because when I read the good book a couple decades ago, the Judaic Talmudic Old Testament, the prophets, you know, the prophets that were sent into the hinterlands to warn the satanic Talmudic Kabbalah, the Jews of that era, God's chosen people, the Israelites, that they were engaged in all forms of even unimaginable evil, that they needed to back off from all of that, right? So what did these magnanimous God's chosen holy ones do? They murdered all the prophets. Then they turn. Then years later, they murder their Messiah. And you know, so where are these marvelous, magnanimous, holy, God's chosen, noble, righteous Jews? Okay. Recently, Brendan O'Connell did a documentary I was informed of yesterday. It's called How Israel Rules America, Barbarians Within the Gates. How Israel Rules America, Barbarians Within the Gates. Everyone in earshot needs to hear that. It's on YouTube. And then for a little retrospective perspective, Brendan did a stellar installment back in January of this year. Subject matter, Talpiot, Technion, Unit 8200, how it all started. Imagine having a name, Zohar Zizabel. Zohar Zizabel, one of God's almighty, holy, chosen people. Well, and then on 21 July, the AmericanAwakening.org, Brendan did a solo presentation that's absolutely stellar. So those three, if anybody in earshot wants to really get up to speed and know your enemy within and without.
Yeah, Fred.
Your enemy within and without for the last 70 years, even as Allison right. Weir documents at ifamericansknew.org, ifamericansknew.org.
So yeah, there's another, Fred, there's another channel at Know Your News on YouTube there, but you know, no one can disclaim exactly what you're saying. We all know that's a fact there. But I do have to defend, like, with my trying to get the general son to appear here, but he's out of town here this week here. But the point is, there are many Jews that are against what's going on, just as much as there are a lot of Americans
where
that
the hell
are against.
Where are they? Hey, well, where are they? Are they going?
Well, Fred, you got to remember, Fred, please. You got to remember who controls the media and stuff. These guys are not given a voice, just as much as the anti-war movement is not given a voice.
Right? Is hunkered down, organized at their local synagogues, go to their rabbis, show them the evidence. All they got to do is look up Jew World Order Extended on YouTube,
right.
Jew World Order Extended. I think it's a Dr. David Duke present. Absolutely stellar. Shows you their faces, shows you everything that they declare about the Goyim Gentile populace, man. Why do you think there's an international covert organ transplant Goyim slave operation going down, okay? It's totally
right.
Nefarious. Who benefits?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess I lost you there, Fred. But anyway, hey, thanks for calling in there. But yeah, a lot of people know what's going on there. But again, as I've saying there, not only do Jews that I know that say what Zionism is doing don't have a voice and are afraid of what's coming because of what Zionism is doing, but it is no different than Americans that sit on their hands and do nothing when they watch what their government is doing and then wonder why people chant death to America. You have to put things in context here, that people are not given voices, just as much as all the censorship of all these whether they're pro-right or what pages that are being taken down off the internet. A good friend of mine down in Mexico had his account on Twitter suspended today. People are being silenced, and that is the main thing, is because they only want one type of media, the CNN type things, you know, the Communist News Network, where they continue to lie to you. Anyway, on to some other news there. Trump has been asked to stop the beheading of 14 young men in Saudi Arabia. Now, remember, the U.S. has an ally in Saudi Arabia. We know it's for arms deals. We know it's for the backing of the petrodollar. We know what it all is like that. But anyway, the reason why these 14 young men in Saudi Arabia are going to be beheaded, they've already been arrested, is because they attended a pro-democracy protest in the ultra-conservative kingdom, which is one of the worst human rights records in the world and is believed to have already executed 57 people so far this year. And these are the ones the United States stands by. And this is why it's always recalled or called rapacious regimes, is where the United States will sit there and they will fund these rapacious regimes for years and years, watching them like over in Bahrain with the massive stuff they're doing to their own citizen stuff. And the U.S. will say nothing because it hosts its seventh or fifth fleet or something like that there, you know. But yeah, and of course, if you speak out about this stuff, then you're being anti-American, you know. Throw us out of the room. Get them out of here, you know. Indonesia rejects the U.S. threats of sanctions and will continue to deal with the Russians and buy these Su-35 fighter jet deals. Of course, we know that Russia, their jets are awesome jets. I'm not really into avionics and stuff like that, but the fact is, though, is when it comes to the F-35s, they would beat them hands down, you know. I don't know how many things I've heard about the F-35s, whether it's helmet issues or 3D software where the pilot can actually look right through the bottom of his plane as he's chasing something like that because of the software and see where an enemy target is. All this stuff has failed. The suffocating of pilots and stuff. But, you know, you have to buy U.S., and this is what's going to kill this country here. This was a funny story where a mom has called for boys to be removed from a public playground for a girls-only time. God, I don't know how many times we play with the girls and stuff. They couldn't do what us boys did all the time like that because of their frame makeup and stuff like that. But the point is, though, is, you know, this constant division, destroying this country's it's like, what, 3 weeks ago where I said that thing about the little girl that was, what, 13 or so, 15, sorry, she was 15, and had the cops called because she was walking her dog on a leash. This is a type of idiots that we have to put up with nowadays. The Stasi, the post-Germany's effort of the citizens turned informants, morphed into Homeland Security, see something, say something, where everyone's a criminal, yet those in Washington, D.C., they eat steak and lobster. They fly all over the world spewing tens of thousands of gallons of fuel, telling us that global warming's an issue. We're the problem on this earth, not these politicians and stuff. Hey, there is some good news, though. I was talking with Granny about this earlier. This Manuka honey, this is down in New Zealand, it kills the MRSA, this MRSA, and other superbugs. And it's in this study test, they went on to say that whatever they've thrown at this honey has been able to completely destroy it. And you can bet Big Pharma, Monsanto, those guys are going to get in on this thing to make sure that that isn't going to be so here. But it goes to show you the value, and I've always heard this here for many, many years, that those that have allergies and stuff, like here in Montana, we have a lot of fields, a lot of farming in the area, clover, alfalfa, name it like that. But anyway, if you consume honey from the local area, you are less or have less chance of having all these allergies, because everything is picked up in the pollen and stuff made out of this honey. So that's something to think of there. Here we have a commercial break here. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back with some more news. It's on Talk Radio.
talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana. You know, I can't help but think of the striving momentum that South Korea has been doing with North Korea. And I know that Mike Rivero, I pointed out a few things there, but I did some research on Moon down in South Korea and found out that his family was immigrants from North Korea, which was basically all destroyed during the Korean War. But under the premise of his running for president of South Korea, one of his main goals was to unite the two Koreas. And one of my friends there is over in Spain right now. I posted an image there about how the two sides were inspecting this rail track that's going to link the two countries together in this great big peace move. And, of course, I had commented that you won't see this as far as was be reported as so-called the freedom fighters of France, where they went around blowing up rail systems and stuff like that to thwart any movement. And we already know that the United States has actually stopped a train from moving from north to south or south to north. But they don't want peace. But anyway, this article goes on to say, for the foreign policy community of Indonesia, the FPCI, granted the Courage for Peace Award to North Korea's Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in for their initiative to achieve peace on the Korean Peninsula. And remember, again, we're talking about billions of dollars in U.S. arms sales to South Korea, Japan, and others. They don't want peace. It reminds me of Independence Day, where that alien slaps the president up against the window there and says, "We don't want peace." You know, basically, we want to kill you. You know, but this article comes out of Jakarta there. But again, here we have people that have been wanting to put things aside for that have gone on for decades and decades. I mean, it'd be like you and a feuding neighbor, you know, the Hatfields and McCoys. Then finally, hey, let's just bury the hatchet, shake hands, and just walk away from this crap here. But no, there's those that avidly do not want this to happen. They want war because of not only that, it sells billions of arms. And of course, out of that, we want war. They want you or your sons or your grandsons or granddaughters or grand transvestites, whatever like that. They want them to go fight them for them. They'll sit there in their nice little cush homes or their bombs and bunker shelters and stuff like that. They won't have to worry about it. It just goes to show you exactly how things work in today's world there. Anyway, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in and share your viewpoints. But, excuse me. You know, I can't help but think of, as an American, when you watch the things going on about how, I don't know if you feel like just people are just so dumbed down or something. It's like when you see that an image of that was taken a while back here of a pizza shop or a restaurant, I guess you call it. And the place was packed. I mean, literally packed. And everyone, either while eating or waiting for their order, every single person had their cell phone up in front of them. And as I commented before, it's like when you see someone, like the parent that says, instead of saying, "Hey, kids, it's time for dinner," that doesn't happen anymore. The father or the mother has to personally text their child onto their cell phone device or their iTablet or whatever like that and let them know dinner's ready, and that it would be nice if they could break from their video games or whatever like that to come join the family. Of course, today is probably a TV dinner or something like that. But everything is being taken from Americans, and not just Americans either. Remember, in Germany, they installed their stoplights on the curbs because people would not look up from their phones or were walking out into traffic as they were reading their stupid phones. I've gone, almost 2 weeks now without a cell phone, and I think, what a blessing that has been. It used to be nice because you could get your little Twitter app notifications there when someone sent you a tweet, and you could check your Twitter page or something like that, you know. But you realize more and more, it's kind of like the 70s when I grew up there. I had radio that I got involved in, and how we used to personally talk to people around the world. You'd have to wait for different band conditions to have the band open, as they say. But still, the ham radio groups where the hams met for coffee. And you sat there and you were able to interject with someone else that may live 50, 60 miles from you. But, of course, the radios brought that closer. They were just a microphone away, as we called it, you know. But you could sit there at a coffee clutch there and enjoy chat with someone like that. And you could read people's body language. Same thing when we used to go out on dating and stuff, you know. You got to know who it was like that because you could see what they really were, their little quirks and stuff. And everyone builds up this false persona nowadays of what they really are, their images on Facebook or whatever. They lie about everything. And then you meet these people in person, it's like, this isn't the person I thought it was. Hell, you could be meeting a mass murderer or a rapist or a pedophile. You don't know because everyone lies about everything. Anyway, bottom of the hour break here. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in.
Double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Any little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. There's another story here just breaking here about Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and his wife were sitting there Friday eating out and had in his Kentucky restaurant there and had some unhinged idiot run up there and start slamming his fist down on his table, yelling at McConnell there. And what was interesting is to listen to the people that they were in the restaurant telling the idiot to shut up and just get out of there like that. But, you know, in ham radio, one thing we never did was mix religion and politics. And when I listened to people years ago when they used to tell me about voting and stuff, they never said who they voted for. They just said that, well, they went down and voted today, and that was it. But people are being singled out for party stuff. You know, you have to belong to this party, you have to belong to that party. And in lieu of that, one of my friends and just posted this on Twitter there. I like how he says this. You know it's a dark age when the men of the cloth, evangelicals, excuse government office holders, instigated immorality from personal indiscretions through murder and the mass murder of war, making an economic argument. The churches are supposed to answer higher. And again, like I say, this is America where most people claim to be alleged Christians, and they sit there and they just chant USA, whatever like that, and because it's billions of dollars in arms sales, it's U.S. jobs, and it makes you wonder where people's morality is today. Anyway, I have a caller online there, Betty in New Jersey there. Good evening, Betty. Hope you're having a good night.
Yes, I want to thank you for your show. I never call in. I get very nervous. But anyway, I'm another granny, and I love your bumper songs. And I listen to Granny all the time. So I thought if Granny can do it, this Granny can do it too.
Well, there you go.
I wanted to talk about Larry Sharp. He is a libertarian, which, you know, I have nothing to do with much of with voting and stuff. But he is running for the governor against Andrew Cuomo. And he is trying to take the ID, you know, the religious exemption. He plans to take it away, and it is there. It's hidden. But it's for the Amish, but you know, there's a lot of people that do not believe in having the picture ID. And so I agree with that myself. You know, I think they want too much. I got us going to a doctor, a cardiologist. You can't believe what's on them papers. They're calling it a portal. And I have to, they want me to sign 100 pages almost of my whole life. And the other thing was they want my picture. Well, I don't think that's necessary.
Well, let me ask you this, Betty. Did you see in Canada where under religious exemption you can apply as a Muslim for a gun permit and request that your photo not be put on the ID?
Wow, no, I did not know that. But anyway, I thought maybe it would help. I'd like to, like, I don't really vote, but it's in New York, and I'm trying to help the people in New York that do not want the ID. You know, they don't want their picture on the ID, and it's also the mark of the beast. I truly believe that. And so anyway, I hope that it's okay for me to mention that. Governor Andrew Cuomo has been one of the evilest, governor there is. Now, this guy is a truck driver, and what he wants is no more tax, and he wants true education. Take the Common Core away and teach the children and let them get the grade, or, you know, instead of everybody just give him something, you know, so we won't hurt the other person. He wants to get back to teaching them the true history and the true education and for them to work for what they get. And I go along with that also. And
I do too, Betty. But like I say, though, if you were to start talking or just teaching about true history, like here in the United States, and start real, like I've mentioned before, I live on an Indian reservation, and I know as a white man what the Americans done to the Native Americans. And if they started to do that, people would understand and realize what, say, is going on in Gaza as that indigenous people there is being flat destroyed. And remember, this was all in the precursor that in 1820s there they found the Black Hills gold over in South Dakota. Then comes Custer, the starving of the natives by killing tens of thousands of bison, infected blankets. But see, once people realize their history isn't so good, there's no way to keep this illusion going that this is some great country, you know?
Oh, yeah. I know. It's always been a fabrication. I mean, it's like an illusion, you know, because of the programming of the TV, which has been their purpose all the time, right? And so, but anyway, I'm praying that this man will be able to do what, you know, I don't know whether you trust anybody to be the truth. But anyway, we need to get back to our ancient past, and I really do not like them destroying our history. I went to the library one day, and I said to them, I've got all these encyclopedias. I said, they're really, really good, you know. And they told me, we don't want no old stuff in. We're not allowed to have old history in here. Yeah. We did not take them.
Now, Betty, let me ask you this, though. When you take the surname of Granny, You know, I study history because I got screwed out of that basically in my youth when I was younger. But when you look at history, as I've mentioned before, when it's only when things start happening to people that they directly can relate to it. And when you look at, say, the Great Depression, and you realize the massive food line or soup lines, the women pleading for milk for their babies and stuff, this is when it directly affected the people. And suddenly the nation was brought to its knees by some humanitarian effort to change things, whether it's a New Deal or something. But we don't see that. We have politicians that keep telling you, oh, the economy is great and stuff. Forget the fact that Verizon's laying off 40,000. Ford's taking a $1 billion loss on these tariffs and stuff, and Sears is going bankrupt. Forget all that stuff like that. Target's hiring right now. See how they
do is lie. You know, the Bible tells you it's lies, all lies. And so anyway, but I just thank you for what you do say, and I agree with most of what you say. But you know, and you have a really nice program. I really like it. So
thanks,
I only be calling once in a while, like the other granny. I'm getting a little bit, you know, able to say more. I just kind of, you know, if you don't do it, then how will you ever do it if you don't try it, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I'm a firm.
I really liked Al Whitney's program last night. I was in that situation. I was in the hospital for over a month, and I was dying. I coded 11 times, so I'm thankful I'm here. But it's coming back on me. I have a fibrillator. You know, AFib.
Right.
Out of rhythm. You know, it's hard to get it back in, and then clots, embolism, and all this with your heart. So anyway, that's what I was saying. I have to go back to a cardiologist, which I don't want to because I don't want to take medicine. I don't believe in medicine. I was on it for many years, and it didn't help me, so I went off of it. But all of a sudden, one day, I got, you know, in this shape. But I'm every day I thank the Lord for giving me another day that I can maybe make a difference in somebody's life. You know, that's my true,
Betty, a good friend of mine, Carol, over there outside of Nez Perce, Idaho, sent me a great video type of series there. But it was on those people that have gone the natural way and found cures for cancer. And you're old as I am, at least like that. You remember Jack LaLanne? Remember how he got so sick and he came out and he started juicing, and then he came out with his juicing.
I have his juicer. Okay.
Yeah. Well, remember he lived to be what, 94?
Yeah.
And the problem that you'll find in most health situations today is why you see food that says it's fortified with 21 essential vitamins and minerals. That the food today is so processed, there's nothing in it, and that's why people are getting sick. They have their body has no way to get the nutrition that it needs, and so it's breaking down. The same thing with high blood pressure and stuff or cardiac issues. If people were able to eat right, they spend billions of dollars on arms and stuff or send it in foreign aid to other countries, and yet the American people have for decades been dying.
Yeah, well, it's all the poison they're putting in our food. I mean, also, the GMO and the whole bit. So
yeah.
I study all that, and I try to get away from it, and I exercise. I mean, when I was in the hospital, I couldn't walk, so I had to go to, you know, because they wouldn't let me out of bed because my heart rate going so high. And so anyway, I said, hey, I got to get out of this bed because I couldn't walk. I said, you're not keeping me down here no more. So I went to a rehabilitation place for 20 days. I wasn't walking, but when I left, I was walking. I've really been doing my exercise faithful, so it really upsets me that it's coming back on me, you know. And the doctor said my heart is just too weak. But I'm not giving in to that. You know what? Because I believe what I believe, and if you believe with your heart, you'll have it. That's what the Lord says, right?
Well, basically, yeah. You should ask as if already have received the blessing like that. That shows you your faith.
Yes, I know, and I'm not giving up, and I don't want to give in to them, because I'm telling you, they tried to kill me is what they tried to do. They wanted my parts. That's what I was going to tell you about Al Whitney's program last night, and I refused this. They wanted to do the aorta transplant, you know, it was a big operation.
Right.
They had me so weak, so tore down. And they shocked my heart and all kinds of stuff, and that didn't help a bit. And I coded 11 times when they took me up to Jefferson. So I've been through a lot, but what I just want to say is I am against this, you know, this program that they have, donor, you know, but hey, but she's got a lot of good information. So everybody should listen to that, what they're really up to. And there was one great doctor was on there. His name was Paul. I'm trying to think. I don't know if it was Burns, his last name. She had, and he was a true doctor, and he told the truth, and he's fighting. He's fighting against the system. But they, hey, they love them body parts and what all they do. Listen, I think she may be coming on. Does she come on after you?
No, Black Crescent News Radio. Doug comes on right after me, if he's here.
No, you don't. You don't listen. Well, you got to listen to it, because I'm telling you, if she has the same thing she had last night, it was, I mean, it told people the truth, how they were taking people's parts and killing them to give them to someone else and not to give them treatment. And I'm telling you, I had to get out of there. I told them, I'm getting out of here. You're not operating on me no more. I'm getting out of here. And they did not want me. They tried to keep me. And they had plans. I know what their plans was. My life was going to be ended. I'm telling you, I'm not a fanatic or nothing like that. But the things that they did and I seen, I really woke up. And I said, I'm getting out of here. I don't care. And I said, I might as well die at the rehabilitation doing all them exercise for 3 hours.
Right. All right. Sounds good there, Betty. Betty, I'm going to cut you loose here. I got another caller here. But that's Al Whitney's show, and it's on Saturdays here, okay? But I do appreciate you calling in there. And remember, they want you to indebt yourself through slavery to refinance your home and like that, to eke out a couple more years. And then, of course, you're inundated with the commercials on TV about the average funeral to scare the hell out of you. It costs $8,000, and then don't leave your debt to your loved ones. But it's all a scam. But anyway, you take care and nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right, my best to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. Laura in Michigan, good evening there. Yeah, there, Laura?
I'm here.
Yeah, yes. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
I just wanted to get
How are you tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little choppy, but try it again, okay?
Okay. I just was going to tell you, I talked to a young college girl quite a bit, and she was taking American history. So I said, well, I've studied a lot of American history. If you have any questions, I can surely answer them. So here's what she asked me. Was Benjamin Franklin's daughter a lesbian? I mean, it's too ridiculous to even think about.
Oh, that was good. That made my night.
I know. I was in shock. That's where our education's going. This is from University of Michigan.
Well, I remember Pennsylvania has a course on querying of God. Berkeley has one on anal sex. Like I said before, you know, when you go to apply for a job, I don't see how that's going to get you an employment unless other than the fact that you know how to screw customers.
Exactly. I said, I don't know how Benjamin Franklin's daughter's lesbian affects the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
So, okay, take yourself out and give you a chuckle.
All right, thanks. I appreciate that, okay? Anyway, you have a good evening there. Hey, you know, earlier I mentioned there about how Adelson had given $100 million to the GOP, and then I gave you that story there about the Jews for Democracy. Remember, you always play both sides of the field. Well, in lieu of that, now it looks like breaking news here on Bloomberg that Adelson has just now added another $25 million to the midterm campaign there. So if you can't see what's going on in this country, people have got problems here, you know. But I talk to these young kids around here too there, but I let them know what's actually going on. Like I was telling you about that that one nice kid I like up at the store there, but where he was, he looked kind of disheveled there, and I told him that, geez, you look kind of tired. He says, yeah, he said, my dad's got that damn TV on all the time, and it's Russia, Russia, Russia. And I told him, I says, you realize that the Russian Federation today is 86% Orthodox Christian, don't you? And he said, Christians? That's how he said it, Christians. And so I gave him that little homework there, and I says, look up the 1915 Christmas truce there. This is where all these Christians, the Brits, the Americans, the Germans, the Russians, they all got together and they went out and they had a little war games. I always thought that was kind of funny. They call it war games. But anyway, or just like a video game where you learn how to kill each other, you know. But anyway, they all fought tooth and nail trying to kill each other like that. But they were able to break and celebrate Christmas together. Anyway, we'll be right back. Still got time for one more call, 1-800-313-9443.
We'll be right back.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, and louder than go.
right, welcome back, everyone. Hey, I have some news here that people should really listen to. This is from Zero Hedge, and I was looking at this earlier last night there, and then on to today here, but the European financial establishment just declared war on Italy, and this is the bankers. And this all has to do about a budget proposal over there in Italy, where their state debt amounts to 130% of its GDP. And, of course, this is where the banks are going after the companies there, or the countries themselves there, for their massive debt. And, of course, this, we've seen this restructuring through Greece and everything like that, the massive austerity that follows everything like that. But I wanted to bring this out there because I've thought about that. The World Bank says that nearly half the world lives on $5.50 a day. The big corporations are doing great. Communications, health services, utilities, electronic technology, and consumer non-durables, they're all up. The big corporations look great. You know, Trump's Make America Look Great Again, you know. But the end users, it isn't that good. Transportation is down by 1.1%. Energy minerals is down by 3.12%. Retail trade is down by 3.2%. Finance is down 4.0%. The commercial services are down 4.36%. Technology services are down 6.44%, and consumer durables are down 15.69%. This is the end users. And so all the holiday ads are going to be blasting Americans pretty soon and others to get out there and buy something, anything, please. Remember, the IMF even recently said here that most Americans can't even afford a $400 bill like a car repair or a new appliance. It would actually sink them. As well as over the $1 trillion in credit card debts and student loans. So just in time for that, if you notice your mail nowadays, you have all these offers from LendingTree, Goldman Sachs, and others that are filling you with proposals in your mailboxes in order for you to consolidate your debt. And, of course, if you read the small print on those offers, it looks good that maybe if you take out a $10,000 or $40,000 pre-approved loan, you need to look at the contract where it says you'll be paying anywhere from 6.9 to 34% interest. So imagine interest on, say, a $40,000 loan at 34%. And they give you this great thing about how you can save hundreds monthly, but you're going to be paying for it for a long, long time. And, of course, like I said, Halloween is coming, or as I call it, National Diabetes and Dentistry Awareness Day, which is also All Souls Day. And this is a celebration to remember those that have died, particularly in one's family's relatives and like that. But it falls on November 2nd, and that's why you see all these dead carcasses running around your damn neighborhoods and stuff like that, asking for the above candy I just mentioned to you. And then, of course, I looked at some statistics here about Thanksgiving, holiday travel. And, of course, all this has been mentioned before on the network and stuff. Many go to church on Sundays. So out of 168 hours a week, they give God one of them hours. And then Christmas comes, and instead of giving something to Christ and everything like that, they start exchanging presents and stuff with each other. So think of the 8,736 hours a year that one might designate towards one's God. And it's only one day, and you're supposed to go out and soak yourself in a massive debt. Anyway, up next is Black Nixon News Radio with Doug. Thanks, Kenneth, in the control room and his dog Tigger there. All those in the chat room for your input, and of course the callers and also the listeners out there for calling in tonight. It's been a pleasure being out here, and it's good to see Cindy in the group there too. She finally logged on. But anyway, have a good evening. We'll catch you next week, and we'll chat later.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.